Blog Talk Radio.
Graves, and I'm the host of Hidden Treasure Ministries. I want to welcome each and every one of you for coming. I want to say welcome to Twitter, Facebook, Blog Radio, and Skype, those of you who are in the archives. So glad once again that you come in. The number that you can dial is 1-646-649-0949. Well, I hope you had a good week. Hope you had a good day. Today was such a pressing day today. But you know what? By the grace of God, I've made it through. And by the grace of God, so can you. Well, I was talking to the Lord, and He gave me a word that I thought kind of odd, but yet not. And the word is famine. And we know that famine is it's a shortage, it's a scarcity, and it is like a starvation. It's a situation in which people don't have enough to eat. And it took me to Joseph and how he had the people to store up things for when the famine came, and they would have so many years of good and so many years of not so good. And it got me to thinking, what have we stored up? And what have we done? And do we have a famine? Now, we might not have a famine, let's say, food-wise, like most people have. But you know, saints, we could still have a famine in our life. And when I was thinking about it, I was like, wow, we're saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. So how are we going to have a famine? But when God got done, I was like scratching my head, and I'm saying, oh, Lord Jesus, have I too come so short? You know, we always say we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But he's beginning to show things that we are becoming short in. And it's like, oh, my goodness, Lord, what are we going to do? Now, when we have the famine, we talk about food and the lack of thereof. And we know that when there's a lack of food, that means that somewhere in the body there is a deficiency of some kind. And I'm saying, okay, true, Lord, true, there is a deficiency. So we're going back to Joseph and them. How did they feel when there was lack? How do we feel when we're lack? Have we lost our confidence in God? Have we lost our faith in God? Have we lost our trust in God? Have we lost our dependence on him? Have we just lost faith with ourselves, saying, well, maybe if I had to do things a little differently, things might be a little bit better? Remember all the things that Joseph went through before he got to where, well, you know the end of the story. So what have you gone through? What kind of imprisonments have you encountered? Are you sold out totally for God? Do you have friends that don't want to see you do good? Are there those in your life that are jealous and envious, and you're still trying your best to hold on to them and be a part of? But sometimes there are just some things that you have to let go. Turn over to God. There are some things in your life, in your past, that you cannot bring into your future, because as long as you're holding on to your past, you can't move forward, because your past is always pulling you back into what you used to do or what you used to have. And that was a problem with Lot's wife. When they were told to get out, they started out good, very good. But as they started their journey, it's like, what am I leaving behind? I just want to take just a little peek to see what I'm leaving. And she turned all the way around and turned into a pillar of salt. Is that what you want your testimony to be today? That I had to just look back and turn around at those things that I was leaving behind? Do we love them that much? Do we need it that much? Do we want to be that pillar of salt? I know I don't. That's something to think about, huh? Famine. Famine in the land. No food. You know, food is a necessity, a substance that the body needs to sustain life. I can imagine that that's what Joseph and him were thinking. During a famine, the ground is not producing what is needed for provision to be made. sometimes crops have to be rotated. You know, potatoes here 1 year and maybe tomatoes the next, and the next year it has to be something else in order for the ground to regain its strength and its tenacity of what was, and to allow the crops to grow properly. Have you ever thought about that spiritually in yourself? You got out your pencils and papers today? All right. Now let's go back to the definition of famine. A situation in which many people do not have enough food to eat. A starvation. How is your spirit right now? Do you have enough of the word? Are you hungry? Are you thirsting? Do you have a starvation? Am I talking to anybody out there? I know I'm talking to myself as well. We never thought of it that way, huh? I don't know what else to tell you other than we're back to taking inventory on where we are and what we need and in who we trust. Now let's look at it spiritually. Spiritual famine means that the spirit is not getting enough word. That's just food for the spirit. And how long can you go without it before you're spiritually affected? Can you go a day, 2 days, 3 days? Eventually the spirit is going to start saying that it needs something. How oftentimes when we fast and we get off to a good start, and that first day we could do so good. But by that second and third day, I've seen some people get so crabby and angry and irritable because they can't get that natural food. But yet we're longing for the food and the fruits of the spirit. When you fast, how do you do? Can you go all day without food? Can you go all day without water? Do you have a breaking point when you're fasting that you just can't do it anymore? You just got to have, and you just got to feed. You just got to have that need. Well, you're not by yourself. Don't even think that you are. There's plenty of us out there. I say us because I include myself right up in that category. When we're in a famine, there's a lack of certain nutrients that cause deficiencies. In the natural, it can cause us to have brittle bones. You know, the bones are so easy to break. Not enough calcium, not enough strength, not enough vitamins that we need. What about poor eyesight and bad hearing? What about loss of hair? Some of us are going bald. And men, we're not just talking about you. We've got some ladies that are going bald as well. And it's because we are not eating the proper nutrients, nor are we taking the proper vitamins. They have skin care, hair care, nail care. But we have to be open to those kind of things and not have the frame of mind that we don't need them. These things will help and sustain you. Am I helping anybody out there? Is there anybody that has a deficiency in any area? What about your skin tone? It begins to change. Sometimes it lightens. Sometimes it darkens. Sometimes it gets very dry and sandy, and it has to be moisturized. Sometimes our skin just cracks because we don't keep it moisturized and because we don't drink water. Now, I know a lot of people that say they don't like water, but water is one of those things that we need as well. We can only go so long without water. What about you? Am I helping anybody? Are y'all listening to me tonight? Yes, no, maybe. All right now. I just want you to think about those things. But you know what else I want you to think about? Loss of sleep. How many of you just can't get sleep sometimes at night? You toss and you turn. Your teeth fall out. You lose weight and you get anemia. What vitamins are we lacking in the natural that we really need to be taking for us to do better? I'm waiting for somebody to chime in and give me an answer. Where are you at right about now as far as taking care of yourself? Because we're still going to get back to famine. Famine is a part of it. Things had to be taken care of. Now, the Lord showed me that when he created Adam and Eve, Adam, he created him out of the dust of the earth. Well, we are his descendants, and we are part of that, part of the earth that was made long, long, long time ago. I want you to think about that. Yes, we are we return back to the dust that we were when God calls us home. So when he created us, he created us out of the dust so that we can be nurtured, so that things can be grown. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you understanding what I'm saying? There are things that he wants to put into us that we need, and it causes us to grow, but at the same time, it can cause us to be deficient. Do you want to be deficient? Okay. I know I don't. I'm just saying, God created us in his image, and he grows. He created the earth. He created the trees. He created all of those. But yet famine runs in the land. Famine runs in us as a people of God. Now, you might not have thought about it that way, but it is exactly like that. And I was saying, well, my God, so I am created out of the dust of the earth, and things are to spring up. Things are to grow. Things are to be nurtured. Things are to be planted. God is trying to plant things into us that we need on this journey here on earth that will sustain us. The word is our food. And that's where our famine is. We do not eat the word. We do not get into the word like we're supposed to, so that the spirit man can be nurtured, so that the spirit man can grow, so that the spirit man can make provisions. Because as we make provisions for ourselves, we can also make provision for others who are in need. But we have to be strengthened. A field of apples is no good if the apples are not growing. The word says that he said David was the apple of his eye. That means there was something about David that he loved. He said David was a man after his own heart. But even though that may be true, David still had famine in his life. David had famine because he looked at things that he shouldn't have. David touched things that he should not have. We're talking about the man that was anointed to be king. Now, if he can have famine in his life, What about us? Another famine he had. He didn't take care of business as he should have in his household. Are we deficient in that area? Do we have a famine right there? Remember now, things in us have to grow. Things in us have to come out. God is trying to place things in us that we will be good providers, not just once again for ourselves, but good providers for others. If you can't take care of you, you cannot take care of somebody else, because you got to work on you. You got to work on you first. Amen. Are you hearing me out there? I am sure hoping so, because I just feel that this is just needed so much for us. We can look at things in black and white, and they could be, but God can put some colorful things in our life. Yes, he can. Okay, so getting back to famine. The famine in us. What are our deficiencies, my friends? What is it that we're truly lacking that God is trying to give us, that he's trying to plant into us? We're deficient when it comes to his worship and to his praise. Some are not everybody, but we're just inadequate sometimes. We're not equipped, and it's not because we're not being taught. It's because in most instances we don't want to be, because we don't want to be held accountable. That's a famine. We have to be held accountable. Where much is given, much is required. Let's go back to Joseph. Much was given to him, and much of him was required. And oftentimes, his life was on the line. Remember the guy that he was with? They forgot all about him when they got out, and he was there for another, I think it was 2 years. But did he give up hope? God is trying to plant stuff in us. My friends, don't give up hope. Ask God, what is it that he wants you to do? I have to ask him often, God, what is it that you want me to do? Because I found famine in areas with me. One of them is I'm a thinker. I need to be letting him do the thinking for me. You know what I mean? I can think of a lot of stuff. And sometimes I just have to stop and say, God, will you just do the thinking for me today? Because sometimes we can just be scatterbrained and just be all over the place and knowing that it is not God moving. You know what I mean? Have you ever been in that place where you're just thinking so hard? And then at the end of the day, it's like, well, what was I thinking about in the first place? Or what made me think of that? And it's because we have not focused. We have let famine overtake our mind. And we're not letting God do the thinking for us. Or our thoughts are not like his. What about teaching? In teaching, we're supposed to what? We're supposed to let someone learn, but we can't teach what we don't know. We can't teach what we choose not to know. What about preaching the word? We're supposed to let someone hear. Well, how can we preach to them so that they can hear if we ourselves don't want to hear from God? We can't minister to others and draw them as the disciples if we have not gotten ourselves in position to minister, to know what to say and how to say and when to say it. And then we have intercessors. Sometimes we lack and we're deficient in that area because we're not willing to stand in the gap for anybody other than ourselves. Oh, maybe a family member here and there. But, saints, we got to get out of that. I'm talking about famine in us. Famine in the Word. What else are we inadequate at? Take inventory of yourself tonight, my friends. I've taken inventory of myself today. A deficiency, something lacking. What are our other deficiencies? Do we study the Word like we're supposed to? If not, it's a famine. How can our spirit be nurtured if we're not studying and feeding it the Word? What about worship? If we don't worship, there's a famine there. We're leaving God out because we don't feel worship is important. And praise, it's good to praise. Praise is for us. But we ought to be saying, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God for who He is. And prayer, how often do we pray, really? Is it early in the morning? Or is it late at night or during the day? Or is it a quick 5-minute prayer while we're running to the bus stop or driving in our cars? Or have we earnestly given over to prayer? Have we earnestly given over to God? Has anybody found a famine in them tonight? Let's be honest with each other. Are you starving for the Word? Are you letting the Word begin to cultivate you? You know what? I bet you never thought of yourself as being good ground, but you are. So many times we feed and give into other people that we know, true, they're good ground. But what about you? When was the last time you planted into yourself? When was the last time you told yourself that you were good ground? When was the last time you asked God to cultivate you? You know, to turn over the rocks and to till the ground in you. When was the last time? When was the last time something was planted in you and you let it grow and be nurtured so that it can be birthed? When was the last time? Am I talking to anybody out there? I hope I'm just not talking to myself. But deficiencies. You know one deficiency that I found that we have in the body of Christ? We have an iron deficiency. We have a famine in that area. And you're saying, Pastor Darlene, well, how is that? Well, iron is a nutrient that is in the blood. It's very much needed. Because if you don't have enough iron, you can become anemic and have other deficiencies. Well, guess what? In the body of Christ, it's the same way. We have an iron deficiency. Iron sharpens iron. When was the last time you called somebody up and said, we're going to sharpen one another? You ask a question and let them ask a question, that you really get into the Word of God. I'm talking about outside of the Bible study arena, outside of Sunday morning service. But when have you gotten with somebody, minister to minister, elder to elder, pastor to pastor, bishop to bishop, sister to sister, brother to brother, that you said a quick 5 minutes, let's sharpen this. What is this scripture saying to you? Well, I got out of it this. Sharpen, sharpen, sharpen. And you know what else? We had a loss of blood. We have lost the importance of the blood that Jesus shed for us. Some think it was his reasonable service. But tell me, my friends, could you have hung on Calvary on that cross and shed your blood for somebody that you didn't know? Well, Jesus did it. And he didn't say a mumbling word. We prick our finger and it's oh so painful. Oh, I'm bleeding. Well, he just bled out. Loss of blood. The blood is so important. It's important for our spiritual gain. Hear me, my friends. What nutrients while we're waiting? Juanita Bynum sings that song, Lord, I'm Waiting. Listen to the words. Yes.
But you are the living word, say it now. Come on.
To Diane Grimble Ministry and Friends. Once again, I am your host, Pastor Darlene, host of Hidden Treasure Ministries, welcoming you back Twitter, Facebook, blog, radio, Skype, and even those of you who are in the archives. If you're just chiming in, we were talking about famine, and we're Well, we know that the word famine means there's a lack or a deficiency thereof. Amen. And so, as we're doing that, we're learning that famine doesn't just mean food, but we can have famine in other areas of our life. We can have famine when our prayer life is not what it should be, and our worship is not what it should be. And, you know, oftentimes we don't want to be delivered because we want to hold on to things. But that's a part of it, too. Famines are those areas where we're inadequate and where we have a deficiency. And we've talked about the deficiencies of the natural body, of how you might have an iron deficiency because in your blood because you don't take your iron pills, or, you know, your bones get brittle or your teeth fall out because you don't drink your milk or you don't have your calcium. Well, my friends, it's the same way when you begin to have a famine in your spiritual life. Your spirit is craving. It's starving for things. It's starving for those nutrients that God is trying to give us. They're starving for the things that God wants us to have, and we are not following through with them. You know how when the doctor tells you to take something, it's like, oh, well, I really don't need that right now, so I don't. But then after a while, it begins to weigh on you and tell, oh, well, my chest hurts because I haven't taken my medicine for my heart. And you know, would you rather have that heart attack, or would you rather have the chest pains than to just go ahead and take your medicine so that you can be healed and be free? Well, the same way in the spirit. God knows our heart. He's trying to strengthen our heart that we can love others as he loves us. We have to learn how to love everybody. One of the hardest things I find with most is they say, it's hard for me to love my enemies. Well, just remember, Jesus did it. And if we are in him, and if he is in us, we should be able to do the same thing that he do. Is it going to be easy? No, it's not. But we have to give it our best shot, my friends. Jesus is soon to come. Do you want any famine to be in your life when he gets here? Or do you want to say that the ground in me that he has cultivated is good ground, that I have the proper nutrients, that the things he has planted in me are growing where others can see the fruit and be fed from that thereof? We are being left without excuse, my friends. He's taking no excuses. Not anymore. Let me say, give you this also. As he's cultivating, he's watering. And he, the Son, S-O-N, is giving light to us, and he is giving life to us. The same way as the natural sun is giving light, and it's giving light to those things that it shines upon each and every day. Has Jesus not been light to you? Is he not life for you? In the name of Jesus. Remember, bones are the framework of the body. The word is the framework of the spirit. Strong framework helps you to stand. Strong framework helps you to stand. God is strengthening you so that you may be able to stand. Let there not be a famine in your standing where you cannot defeat the enemy. The worst is when you've done all that you can, just stand. You don't have to move when God is moving. Just stand and let God be God and do what he wants to do. Do what he has to do. Do what he needs to do on your behalf. Are you hearing me out there? I'm trying to help somebody tonight so that we are not in a famine. I say we because I am with you. Are we perfect? No. Are we striving to be? Absolutely, we should. And if not, I admonish you, I'm encouraging you to want to move forward. Call on the name of Jesus. Tell him you want no deficiencies in your life, you want no lack in your life, that you want to prosper, that you want to grow, that you want to be everything that he is cultivating you to be. Is everybody going to like it? No, but it's okay. It's okay. Just remember, God is. God is anything and everything that you will allow him to be. When friends forsake you, he's there. When friends talk about you, he's there. When they don't want to help you, he's there. So if nobody else is, and if nobody else does, then try Jesus. Let me help you out just a little bit more here. Do you know what kind of vitamins that we can take in the spirit? Well, let me help you out right now. I said, God, you are really pressing with this here, but I'm hoping everybody's receiving what I'm saying, because it's not me, it's him. So what are the vitamins for a saint? Well, first of all, vitamin A means we need to ask him. That's how we cannot have a deficiency, and that's how we cannot be in a famine. Ask. He says, ask, seek, and knock. He said, anything you ask in my name, I will give it you. So in other words, we should have no lack, because we should be asking and looking and waiting. If you ask today, just because you don't get it today, it doesn't mean that he's not going to do it. Sometimes he will just put it off to see how we're going to react. Now, once you petition him and it's positive, don't go negative saying, well, I don't think he's going to do it. Oh, no, he said he's going to do it. He just didn't say when. So look for it. I see the kids at work sometime, they be saying, wait for it, wait for it, wait for it. Well, I'm telling you, my friends, look for it, look for it, wait for it, look for it, wait for it, look for it, wait for it. Just know that it's coming. You know, great things coming to you this year if only you would ask. And don't let nobody talk you out of it, and don't let nobody tell you that it's not God. When you know deep down in your belly that he has said a certain thing for you, you hold on to that, and don't you let nobody and nothing and no one change your mind from that. Vitamin B, be bold. You know, before we got saved, we was bold in a lot of things we said and a lot of things that we did. And now we in the body of Christ, we act like we can't talk. Be bold when it comes to the Lord. Be bold in telling people how good God is to you, what he's done for you, how he saved you, how he has delivered you. When you begin to talk like that, there is no famine and there is no deficiency. See, consecrate yourself. Turn away the plate. Turn away people. Just say you need that quiet time with God. Anoint yourself and seek the face of God. Be like Esther and lay flat on your face. Lay prostrate before him. Find a corner to sit in. Wrap your arms around yourself and say, Lord, I thank you for making me a vessel that you can use, for making me a vessel of honor. He's looking for those of us that are willing to sacrifice. Are you willing? Are you willing to give him time? Vitamin D, diligently, diligently seek him. Diligently do the work that he's called you to do. Let him cultivate that in you. He dwells within you and you within him. Don't forget that. Vitamin E, energize yourself. Vitamin E oil is something that keeps your skin smooth and soft. Let the vitamin E of his anointing be upon you. Let it be smooth and soft. Let his anointing draw you to him, smooth and soft, that when you speak to his people, your words are not hard or harsh, but they can be smooth and soft. Vitamin B12. Be like the 12 disciples that followed him, doing what he did, listening to what he said, watching what he does and what he did. As he's pushing you out there to be the disciples, the apostles, the ministers, the teachers, the preachers, don't be afraid, but just walk forward. Sometimes it's like you feel you're going to be walking in a fog. It's okay. You don't have to worry about it, because he's going to lead and guide. You may not see where you're going right now. Oh, but when you get there, you're going to say, wow. I can tell you that from experience. It's wow. I used to say, God, where are we going? Where are we going? What you doing? What you doing? I don't know. I don't know if I could do that. But when he says, but you can, that I'm going to lead you and I'm going to guide you, and I'm not let you have a deficit in any area. I don't want you to have a famine in your life. Then you can say, well, okay, God, I can do that. And when you say it, mean it. Now, some of y'all I know take fish oil. Mm-hmm. But he said, I will make you fishers of men. That means he will show us how to minister, how to gather them in, how to fold the net around them that they can slip through. So many times we find in the body of Christ, and even with ourselves, that we think we're in that net of comfort, but there's always that hole there that somebody slips out of, and we don't see it. So we have to make sure that our nets are properly knitted, mended together, sewn together, so that as we bring in those men that he allows us to go get, that they don't slip through the cracks. And we have to remember that for ourselves, that we're not going to slip through the crack either, because we're going to hold on. You know what I'm saying? Am I helping anybody out there? I sure hope so. I sure hope so. When I started this, it was like, Lord, I don't understand some of this myself, but as he began to show me, we all have deficiencies. We all have lack. We all have famine somewhere in our spiritual walk with him, because we have those inadequacies. And if we admit them to him, if we admit them to ourselves and say, Lord, I don't want to have a lack, but I want to take the vitamins. I want to take the nutrients. I need you, the sun, to shine down and to water and to nurture. That God, I need you to help me. Just as you taught Joseph what to do in those times in my life when I've had famine, help me, God, to be able to store up your word, to worship, to praise, the prayer, the intercession, that when it looks like a famine is coming in my life, I have something. God, that I have something that I can pull back and draw from. And it can't come from anybody but you. So, God, my prayer, and as I pray for y'all tonight, God, I pray that your word touch somebody, that as we take inventory, God, we see where there's a famine, there's lack, areas where we're starving, God, that only you can help us through. Let us not be ashamed, God, to say that we have a deficiency, but ask, oh God, that you give us the right nutrient and vitamin in your word, that it will make us a stronger person and a better person. And before we go to this final song, I just want to read this poem that I found, and it's talking about us, and it's called How Great the Yield from a Fertile Field. The poem is by Helen Steiner Rice. It says, the farmer plows through the fields of green, and the blade of the plow is sharp and keen. But the seed must be sown to bring forth grain, for nothing is born without suffering and pain. And God never plows in the soul of man without intention and purpose and plan. So whenever you feel the plow's sharp blade, let not your heart be sorely afraid, for like the farmer, God chooses a field from which he expects an excellent yield. So rejoice though your heart is broken in two. God seeks to bring forth a rich harvest in you. When I found that poem, then I began to understand what God was saying. That we are the field that he's plowing in. And he's the field. We're the field that he's cultivating. Did you ever think you could be a field like that? We just thought we was just plain old flesh, huh? But that's how we see ourselves. God sees us a little bit more than that. Oh, yeah. We're somebody in him. We just have to know that we're somebody and not a nobody. Trying to tell everybody about Jesus. Remember, you're God's hidden treasure. And I'll see you next week. Love you, and God bless you.
Have passed your way, and you're all washed out, 'cause it rained on your parade. Seems nobody cares about you anyway. Now you're living your life like a castaway. Search for strength and find, was it all in vain? 'Cause the deeper you dig, you find more and more pain. Don't let your tomorrow be like yesterday. 'Cause I spoke to God, I called out your name, and on your behalf, I just asked if he would be there for you.
Thank you.
in a minute. Just be blessed. Don't do anything that God would not have you to do. Be blessed. I know it ain't what you want right now, but it sure could be a lot worse. Just be blessed.